Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome. You're listening to WTIC News Talk 1080. This is the Will Moradi Show and the slightly diminished Will Moradi. Matt Sorice, our master of ceremonies. I'm feeling a little peaked today. Yes, you can hear it in my voice, so there's no hiding that. But my spirit's singing. I feel alive in Jesus today, and it's good to be with you. Good to be with you today. Big day today for a lot of folks. Today is the National Day of Prayer, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but right now let's focus our hearts and thoughts for a second as we continue in prayer. Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you for another day of life. We thank you for another day of blessing, and particularly on this day that we, many people, honor as the National Day of Prayer. We're grateful for the freedom and liberty we have in this country, and thank you, Lord, for the fact that we can still pray, and we can voice our opinions, and we can do so without fear of arrest or persecution. And we want to pray for all of the men and women in our military today. Protect and bless them. All of our first responders, particularly our police, bless and protect them as well. We want to pray for all those that are grieving. They've suffered the loss of a loved one, going through that valley. Encourage them, strengthen them. And we want to pray for those that are ill and sick and struggling with problems, physical, emotional. Lord, we pray you bring healing to them as well. And help us today, God. Give us guidance. Give us wisdom. Help us to discern and understand. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen out there?
Amen.
Yes, you may submit your amens via social media. At LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, same handle, all four accounts, at Will Moradi. You can also email me, Will Moradi, it's M-A-R-O-T-T-I, Will Moradi at yahoo.com. And here they come. Thank you, folks. Yeah, just a little horsey today and a little congested, but I'm isolated. I'm in an isolation chamber. Far beneath the surface of the earth, and fully protected. National Day of Prayer dates back. Well, I mean, the country has a long and venerated history of prayer. certainly, pilgrims. George Washington asked for a National Day of Prayer and Fasting during the Revolutionary War. Ben Franklin called for a National Day of Prayer and Fasting during the Continental Congress. So we were fighting through and trying to establish the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Abraham Lincoln call for a National Day of Prayer and mourning during the Civil War. So it's not uncommon, and this country has been built on prayer over the years. And in 1988, after a joint session of Congress approved, then President Ronald Reagan signed into public law 100-307, designating the first Thursday in May as the annual observance for the National Day of Prayer. And so there will be hundreds, maybe thousands of events happening all over the country today. From prayer breakfasts to noontime gatherings at town hall steps to evening prayer and concert gatherings. If you'd like to know where in your area you can find one, you just go to National Day of Prayer, spell it out, nationaldayofprayer.org. And you can just plug in your zip code, whatever, and you'll find events near you. Many events in Connecticut. In fact, let me go there now and see where the events in Connecticut are taking place. National Day of Prayer. Events. Find an event near you. Go to the state of Connecticut and find events. Very simple. So there are, yikes. There are 187 National Day of Prayer events happening in Connecticut this morning, all through the day. You just go there, click in your zip code if you want to know specifically the things closest to you. I'll just give you the towns that they are having events in: Watertown, Reading, Greenwich, Pomfret, Thompson, Niantic, Simsbury, Darien, East Windsor, New Milford, Sherman, Stratford, Weston, Hampton, North Haven, Union, Westport, Cornwall, Essex, Morris, Ridgefield, Salem, Avon, Bethlehem, Bridgeport, Brookfield, Cromwell, Norwalk, Roxbury, Scotland, Suffield, New Canaan, Andover, Bridgeport, Bristol, Burlington, Colebrook, Middlefield, New Fairfield, Stirling, Bridgewater, Durham, Naugatuck, New Hartford, Kent, Beacon Falls, Bethel, Clinton, Coventry, East Hartford, Enfield, Falls Village, Glastonbury, Groton, Hampden, Hartford, Lisbon, Mansfield Depot, Meriden, Middlebury, Milford, New Haven, North Stonington, Norwalk, Old Lyme, wow, Orange, Oxford, Putnam, Seymour, Sharon, Simsbury, Southbury, Southington, Stonington, Stratford, Terryville, Thomaston, wow, Tallinn, Trumbull, Vernon, Waterbury, Westford, Westport, Wethersfield, Willimantic, Willington, Wilton, Windsor Locks, Winstead, Lebanon, Mudus, Greenwich, Sprague, Goshen, Lyme, Moosup, Portland, East Hartland, Washington, Westport, Killingworth, Madison. I mean, they go on and on and on. There's too many. Two events in Wallingford. I know that. So if you want more information, go to the nationaldayofprayer.org, click on events, type in your zip code, and you'll find something in your area. Again, amazing. I didn't realize we still had that many taking place. 187 events scheduled in Connecticut. Today, National Day of Prayer. Pretty amazing. So that's a big deal. And we always need more prayer, no question about it. I need your help today. I need the Amen Choir to do something unusual I've never asked you to do before. I need you to call in because my voice obviously is not at peak condition. And while I feel okay, my voice is just a little froggy. And I need your help today. So I'm asking you, 860-522-9842. If you're in the Amen Choir, you know who we are. There's about 75, 80 of you. I need you to call in today. And if nothing else, wish me a happy National Day of Prayer. We're going to have Jazz Sean at 10:36. Always a pleasure to have Jazz on hotair.com. And Red Sox fan, there's something to be encouraged about this year. And that would be the Cincinnati Reds. Off to the worst start in baseball in more than 120 years. Currently, they are 3-20. They've lost their last 10 games. This would equal the worst start of any team since 2003. The Detroit Tigers went 3-25. The Reds have yet to win in May. They're 12 and a half games back. Worst start in 141 year history of the franchise. Wow. Unbelievable. You have to go back to 1899 in the Cleveland Spiders. They lost 134 of their first 154 games. Can you imagine? Wow. And like the Spiders, the Reds can't seem to beat anybody. So maybe pray for the Cincinnati Reds. I know a lot of Reds fans out there. Remember the glory days? Glory days, Sparky Anderson, Johnny Bench. The glory days of the Reds. But apparently we've drifted far astray of those glory days. You know, a lot of attention the last few days over the leaked potential Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade. And of course the lefties are having a meltdown, but they're doing it intentionally. They're trying to rev up the base. And they're using this as a fundraising tool. And they're saying things like Matt Blumenthal said on Twitter, that ending abortion or reversing Roe v. Wade doesn't mean the end of abortion. It means the end of safe abortions. Well, that's just nonsense, Matt. And you know that's a lie, and you're just making it up to frighten people. The states that still have abortion are still going to have abortion. States that are restricting are going to restrict it. Doesn't mean they're eliminating it. And here from the Stanford Advocate, with Roe in jeopardy, Connecticut is poised to become a safe harbor for abortion patients. Once the first state in America to enact an explicit ban on abortions, oh, for the day, Connecticut is now poised to become a safe haven for patients seeking abortion should the Supreme Court follow through on the reported draft decision to overturn the right to choose, experts say. Again, it's not, even that is a misstatement. The decision to overturn the half-century-old precedent sent by Roe v. Wade, reflected in the draft opinion by Politico, first to publish it. Connecticut, however, is a handful of states that have codified abortion rights under state law, having done so in 1990. So, you know, it doesn't mean that, again, the blue states will have abortion, many on demand, many, some up to birth. You know, it's just amazing to me that, whatever. 860-522-9842. Let's take a break. We come back, we'll take your calls. And we need your help today, so I'm putting out a call to the Amen Choir to help out your host, because his voice is just not as strong as he'd like it to be today. We'll be right back. Don't go away. All right, welcome back, 927. Calls are coming in. Amens are coming in. Again, I'm calling on the Amen Choir to help me out today. I need your help. I need you to call. Even if just say hello, say happy National Day Prayer, say happy Red Sox Day, say happy Cinco de Mayo, whatever you want to say. Just, I need your help today so I can talk less and listen more. That's generally a good pathway in life, you know. Listen, talk less, listen more, I guess. Let's go to Lori in Glastonbury. Hey, Lori, how are you? Welcome to the show. Lori, are you there?
Amen, amen.
So, okay. Yes, thanks for calling. What's going on?
I wanted to let you know I am on my way to Fenway to
see the
Angels play the Red Sox. But I mean, let's be honest. I don't really care whether or not the Red Sox win the game, because it's going to take a miracle. But I'm really excited to see Shohei Ohtani pitch.
Yes.
He's really the modern-day Babe Ruth, and
he is,
he's going to be pitching where the original Babe Ruth pitched,
yep,
like a century ago. So I'm over the moon. I'm just so grateful to God for this opportunity.
Yeah.
And,
so he's a pitcher and a position player, right?
Yeah. Last night he was the designated hitter, and
yep,
then today he's going to be the pitcher.
Wow.
And the thing is, like, you know, there really hasn't been, and I lived in Japan for 2 years. So I understand how important this is to the Japanese people.
And
there really
hasn't
been anybody since Ichiro who has had this big an impact on the sport.
Yeah, no, I think it's really cool. And I hope I mean, I hate to say it because I'm a Red Sox fan, but I hope he wins. I hope he hits a home run today.
Oh, I know. I really kind of hope he shuts us out because that would be incredible to watch.
Can you imagine we're rooting against our own team? How horrible is that? Lori, thank you for your call. Have a great time. Give us a call tomorrow. Give me a report, okay?
I will do.
Okay, bye. All right, Mike, Rob, Linda, hang on there. We're going to be right back to you right after the, right now, a couple of commercials. Oh, and by the way, that was our first caller of the day. How could I forget? Lori was our first caller today, brought to you by Eagle Rivet, the roofing partner you can trust. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after the news. More of your calls when we return. Hey, welcome back. 939 WTIC, South Tennessee. Will Marotti Show. Will Marotti, your host, slightly diminished in voice, but strong in spirit. Matt Sorois, our master of ceremonies. I'll give a shout-out to the Amen Choir before the before this half hour is over. Right now, I want to go to the calls, and I'm asking for the Amen Choir to help out because I need your help. I need your help. Really do. Let us go to Mike in Middletown. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Pastor Will. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I got a big amen for you. And
thank
I got
you.
A big happy Red Sox for you. I'm a huge Red Sox fan, have been my whole life. But I don't think, I can understand the previous caller's exuberance about, Shohtani pitching today. But I don't think he had that right. He's not a position player.
No, I said that mistakenly. Yeah, I realized that once I said it.
They just use him as a DH.
Pitcher DH. But that's still pretty good that he can hit as well as he hits and be a pitcher.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So
I mean, let's just talk baseball for a minute. Red Sox are 8 games out. They're 10-15. And, it's early. It's early. Things can turn around.
I follow him pretty closely, and one of the things about last night's game, and I didn't see the end part of it, so I don't know exactly what happened. But for the first 4 innings, Garrett Whitlock pitched a perfect game, and
pitcher.
he took it into the 5th inning. Somebody hit a wall ball double off him, and then somebody else hit a 2-run homer to tie it up, but. I listened to Cora talk before the game last night, and he's a pretty good baseball guy. And he kind of dialed down exactly what was going on, why they were hitting poorly. Mm-hmm. And I'm confident. I think that they're going to turn it around. They had some unfortunate things happen in the beginning. Martinez got hurt, so he couldn't play. They had Travis Shaw as a DH. He went 0 for April, so they had to send him down to AAA. So they had a couple of things not going for him. But, hopefully they'll right the ship.
Well, really, all things considered, the pitching has been pretty stable. I mean, losing because they're pitching bad. They're not losing because they're not hitting. So,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. Have a great day. Appreciate your...
We didn't even get to why I called.
Why'd you call?
So the reason I called was... yesterday I was listening to the talk show early in the morning, and I don't remember the gentleman's last name. The host in the morning, the guy who does the radio, Brian is his name.
Yeah, Brian.
And so he was talking to somebody from the Hartford Courant about, nuclear power issue and in general. And so he brought up the fact of which he's correct about in that, if the left is going to push, green power, the only way that's going to work is if there's a very significant nuclear power component to it.
That's right.
And that would conceptually be correct. Mm-hmm. And then he brought up the fact that, there's the issue with nuclear power, is that, there's no place in the United States, even though there's a federal law that says that they're supposed to have one, that they're supposed to have a disposal area for radioactive material for nuclear plants. Mm-hmm. And, there's what's called spent fuel pools at all of these nuclear plants around the country where the nuclear fuel is just stored and it's kept on site and it can't go anywhere because, I don't know when it was, maybe 10, 15 years ago, Harry Reid from Nevada, shut down the Yucca Mountain repository facility out there. And I guess my point was is that anybody who knows anything at all about nuclear power, this is the same argument and or the same issue that's been around for the last 40 or 50 years. I started working in the nuclear power industry when I got out of UConn in 1980, when they had it was kind of a as a result of the Three Mile Island accident that happened in 79. They retrofit all the nuclear power plants
sure.
in the United States. So I was just surprised by the lack of detail and the lack of knowledge by the radio host. And
well,
also
yeah, but
you
know, let me just stop you there, Mike. Listen, we can't know everything about everything. You worked at a nuclear plant, so obviously your knowledge is going to be far, far greater. But listen, go Red Sox. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Linda in Southington. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great. First-time caller. I hope you're going to feel better soon. Hey,
sure
so I just wanted to call. Steve and I, my husband and I, are on our way to the National Day of Prayer up in Plymouth, Mass. So it's being held at the National Monument to the Forefathers. So I wanted to share that, but also encourage people from Connecticut to attend their local places of gatherings. Mm-hmm. We tend to be in Connecticut during the National Day of Prayer, but we thought it'd be cool to head up to Plymouth today. The Patriot Academy will be there with Rick Green. Convention of States with Mark Meckler will be there. Lots of music and festivities going on for National Day of Prayer. So we're really excited. So we're on our way.
Good. Well, have a great day. Give me a call tomorrow and give me a report, okay?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. All right. 860-522-9842. Let's go to Rob in Middletown. Go ahead, Rob.
Good morning, Pastor Will.
Good morning.
I was watching all the protesters on the abortion, and unfortunately, that's the exact reason why we're all forced to deal with Barack Obama's third term, that ignorance. The laws aren't changing in your liberal states. So you want to live like you want to live in your liberal state, but in our conservative state, who's not going to allow abortion anymore, you have a problem with that. This is the hypocrisy of the Dems that's so sickening.
Well, this is how Dems think, and it's based on incrementalism. When they're going after something, they know they may not get the whole pizza at once, so they go bite, 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 and they chew away at it. But the same is true the opposite side. Once they've got something, they don't want to give any of it back. They don't want to lose a single inch of territory. So they see this as a major threat and a major challenge to them, but they also see it as a great fundraising opportunity. And so Democrats have raised millions of dollars over the last couple of days and will continue to do so. And that's just kind that's how the game is played.
And they also see it as a great distraction from the horrible job that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The incompetence of this administration is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is hard to believe, but it's what we're faced with and what we have to deal with. So more prayer, Rob. Thanks so much. Appreciate your call. All right, let's take a break. We'll pay a couple bills, take a commercial here. I'll come back with the Amen Choir shout-out. And I'm asking for you guys to help today. Obviously, my voice is a little froggy, could use your help. So if you're part of the Amen Choir, the 7580 of you that are out there, give us a call, 860-522-9842. We'll be right back.
This is Local Radio, the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back, 953. We give the Amen Choir a shout out here. Not quite a record, but a decent amount for National Day of Prayer. Michelle F., David D., Ray Z., Mark M., Jeffrey S., Cheryl F., Jim R., Dennis R., Keith, Bill K., Janine H., John G., John L., Carol L., Rudy from Florida, Tom B., the mysterious WBD, Gigi, Marlene B., Mark B., Orlando T., Priscilla W., Carol J., Howard N., Terry S., Jolie C., Cassie S., Pat A., Elaine P., Angelo A., Karen S., Joanne H., Rich F., Ralph P., Pat F., Phil L., Sarah F., Zeke H., Teresa J., Cheryl E., Jill L., Peter and Val, Bob K., Lisa, Monica M., Jenna S., Lynn B., Linda from Florida. Hey, Linda, how's the weather down there? Wendy A., Phyllis L., Sharik, Stephen C., and Mike. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the Amen Choir. And I'm asking you guys to help me out today. need your help with some calls, so I don't have to talk so much. Let us go to our good friend, Tim in Hampton. Tim, welcome to the show.
Why, good morning. Happy prayer day to both the liberal and conservative congregations out there. It's not just a conservative thing. Cinco de Mayo, by the way, folks, is not National Mexican Independence Day.
No, it's not, okay. Right? It's one battle, isn't it?
Yeah, essentially where they defeated the French army, and it's really not celebrated in Mexico.
I know, we celebrate it more here than they do there, isn't that funny?
I know, absolutely. It's like, okay, let's have a party day. Okay, great.
I love it.
By the way, I thought I was tuning into sports talk radio for a minute there. Okay.
Oh, come on, I just got off on a Red Sox tangent for a minute.
I know. I wanted to tell everybody the magical secret formula about how when the memo was leaked out and everything by Politico, what happened, okay, and stop this kind of bizarre conspiracy theories out there.
No, there's
okay?
no conspiracy about it. It was leaked. There's no conspiracy.
No, it was
That's
leaked, but it was like, oh, it was pre-planned and everybody's ready to protest. Well, it was leaked out by Politico.
It kind of seemed that way, Tim.
Let me explain why. Well, okay. When it happened, my phone started blowing up when it first, with the political thing, first news story. Mm. You know, and people were, you know, forwarding to everybody else, say, did you see this? Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
And with the modern electronic world, thousands and thousands of people were receiving, you know, notice of that, you know, very, very quickly. Okay. Mm. And a lot of people said, hey, we've got to go out and do something and protest. So, you know, that is what has happened. It wasn't some sort of conspiracy theory that, oh, they're going to do this and, you know, only the Democrats will know about it, so they should all pre-plan to have protest and everything. I think the Republican Party and conservatives have got to get away from this conspiracy theory about everything, okay? It's just getting, if you're going to hear like half a story, if you're going to rush out and see, you know, 2,000 mules and not hear the rest of the story or the debate back and forth.
Yeah, but there is no rest of the story. That's why, like, something like 2,000 Mules, by the way, is a new movie that is outlining large-scale voter harvesting and fraud from the 2020 election. That you don't hear that anywhere, Tim. You don't see it. All you do hear and see is, oh, there's no truth. The election was fine. There's no...
Wait.
What do you hear otherwise?
800 conservative radio stations across this country recirculating, you know, this information and stuff, telling people to go see this and stuff. And again,
I haven't recommended it yet. I haven't seen it yet, so I want to see it before I recommend it.
It's when you realize it was put out by people, and people should know, they should listen to all sides of the story, actually hear the debate, and then not just automatically assume, oh, it's always this way, it's always that way. You know, this is a man who, you know, put some stuff, who's got a questionable background. He funneled campaign contributions illegally, you know, to one candidate, did a lot of stuff that was a little, you know, and Trump pardoned him because Trump wanted somebody to, you know, be his cheerleader and everything like that. So it's basically, if the Republican secretaries of states in these different states say, no, there was no fraud. We counted these votes. We counted them over and over again. It's probably not fraud, folks. And with all due respect to you, Will, I mean, I heard, you know, before the election about, oh, this candidate is going to win here in Connecticut, you know, Republicans, you know, for Congress and that sort of thing. And a lot of people were, you know, saying everybody they knew was going to vote for Trump and stuff. But overwhelmingly in this state, people voted, you know, a different way. And it's, you know, I have to take, you know, the scientific fact of people who are actually out there voting, not just, you know, your inner circle of friends that you.
Well, I went out and voted, and I didn't see any irregularities, if that makes you feel any better. But again, I think the problem is, and this is why there's so much suspicion. Why do we have this push for this mail-out ballot thing? Why do we have this push for what has always worked in the past? An absentee ballot that you went and requested.
Wait, okay, stop.
Why all that's pushed now?
Answer your own question. Because we had a pandemic, which we still, by the way, we still do, okay? You know, we have a 10% COVID rate right now.
But states have already, in Connecticut, one of them, Tim, states have already, Connecticut being one, have made permanent these mail-out ballots. So even when the pandemic's over, there is no pandemic in 5 years. We're still going to have mail-in ballots.
There are.
Nope. Hang on, Tim. I'm sorry. I put you up on. Hey, listen, we got a break for news anyway. Thank you for your call. As always, appreciate it. Have a great day. All right, we're going to take a break, a couple commercials, then the news, and more calls, 860-522-9842, right here on the slightly horsey, froggy Will Marotti Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!